What is it?
It's a door, said Dag. It's a door where there should be no door.
And it was. The large steel slab was riveted around the edge and had a wheel at the centre that Adam supposed you had to turn to enter. The strange thing was, where could it lead to? The cave itself was in a natural cliff. The only thing behind it should be solid rock. Only one way to find out, thought Adam. He placed his hand on the wheel, but was instantly slapped away by Chloe.
What do you think you're doing? She snapped.
Just taking a look. Aren't you curious to see what's inside? He said. He couldn't stop the mischievous grin from spreading across his face. Chloe floundered.
No, all right, maybe a bit. But it could be dangerous. If it was dangerous, there would be a danger sign on the door,
reasoned Benji.
We should get Tora, said Chloe. She's the leader. She should be the one to open it.
Adam considered it, but the call of adventure was too strong. Chloe, we've lived in Bastion our entire lives. Don't you think we have a right to know where a hidden door in our village goes to? Chloe looked to Dag for some backup.
Sorry, Chloe, he shrugged. I really want to know.
Fine, Chloe shouted, throwing up her hands. But if you get caved in, don't come running to me.
Adam and Dag smiled. The two friends put their hands on the wheel and turned it. It was stiff, but Dag was stronger than he looked. His dinosaur arms were built for pulling down small trees, and he often used them to bend metal salvage from old tech into grand contraptions. Tuppence and Benji made themselves useful by clearing loose rock from the floor, and soon they were able to open the door outwards, enough to squeeze through. Right then, said Adam, taking a deep breath. Into the unknown! With his trusty wind-up flashlight at arm's length in front of him, Adam stepped forward. The tunnel ahead was narrow, but tall enough for them to all stand up straight.
This has been carved out of the rock, said Dag.
He ran a claw down the wall, leaving a mark.
Sandstone. Easy to tunnel through.
They came to a turn in the tunnel, and Adam found a bank of light switches on the wall. He carefully flicked them on, one by one. Each flick of a switch lit up a new red light from the bulbs hanging down from the ceiling. Adam found himself on a metal balcony, overlooking a large cavern which had been carved into the rock. Desks and chairs filled the space, and a table in the centre held a large map, littered with toy soldiers like a child's playroom.